Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Hill. Batting second. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Ory. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Girardi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Matt Clement. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Matt Clement. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ty Wigginton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jason Middlebrook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jason Middlebrook. And now, play ball. Bobby Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clement fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Ory is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ory hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ory moves to third. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Girardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ory scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clement strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wigginton strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson bunts, foul, towards third. Wigginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jason Middlebrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Middlebrick takes first base on ball 4. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Girardi and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Piazza is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Middlebrick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ori hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Girardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Girardi hits a line drive into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wigginton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wigginton hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clement is 0 for 1 in the game. Clement strikes out. one out. Bobby Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Patterson strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Middlebrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Middlebrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Middlebrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 0-for-2 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ori is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ori hits a fly ball into left field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Citino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Citino is 0-for-2 in the game. Citino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Piazza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Citino moves to second. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Citino moves to third. Piazza moves to second. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-2 in the game. Wigginton hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Citino tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnetz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Strickland now pitching. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Girardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Girardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clement is 0 for 2 in the game. Clement bunts towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clement for the out. Girardi moves to second. One out. Bobby Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Patterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez bunts towards the mound. Clement fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. One out. John Valentin pinch hits for Mark Guthrie. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ori fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive towards short. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGriff strikes out. Two outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Wigginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hsiao Choi now playing first base. Joe Borowski now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Piazza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Isaac Sneed pinch runs for Mike Piazza. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Sneed. The throw from Girardi and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Wilson now catching. Kevin Ori batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ori is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ori hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ori moves to second. One out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Girardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Girardi strikes out. Two outs. Hee-Sop Choi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Choi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Antonio Alfonseca now pitching. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wigginton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe McEwing pinch runs for Ty Wigginton. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McEwing moves to third. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McEwing scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Edgardo Alfonso pinch hits for Ray Ordonez. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing shortstop. Marco Scudero now playing third base. Armando Benitez now pitching. Bobby Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 4 in the game. Patterson strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 4 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cedeno is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Bellhorn pinch hits for Antonio Alfonseca. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellhorn takes first base on ball 4. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 0 for 4 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ori is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ori hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing misplays the ball. That's an error on McEwing. Bellhorn moves to third. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Steins pinch hits for Joe Girardi. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bellhorn now playing third base. Mike Mahoney now catching. Will Cunnan now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnitz takes first base on ball 4. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jamie Serdin now pitching. Hsop Choi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Choi is 0 for 1 in the game. Choi hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 5 in the game. Patterson strikes out. 2 outs. Grant Roberts now pitching. Raul Gonzalez now playing center field. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 5 in the game. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bellhorn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bellhorn hits a pop-up towards short. McEwing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Patterson. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. 1 out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.